license, and you're gonna end up in court with every wife that gets mad at her husband or something. You're gonna see a great many of those run in often enough to where juries are gonna say, here comes another family beef, and she's claiming rape, and I'm afraid that pretty soon everybody will begin to look at this less serious than if we include that. I have no problem with making assault against a husband assaulting a wife a serious crime. If he forces to do something, well then charge him with an assault. And however you want to word that. But when you say rape, I think it should mean a very serious crime. And I'm afraid that this is going to lead us into an area that's liable to weaken civics in the long run. That's my argument against putting it back in there.
Mrs. Brown.
Ms. Letterman, thank you very much for your comments. I think the committee knows I agree completely with what you said, because I've already been through this a couple of times with the committee. I do want to pose it to you that the committee should not think of rape as an act of sex. It is an act of violence and aggression. Do you agree with that?
A particular kind of violence.
I mean, it is an act of sex, but it's not.
It's not a love act.
Yeah. Okay. You mentioned the problems with the proving a spousal rape. The problems of proof. Are you aware of any other crime that is deleted from the criminal laws because it's difficult to prove?
No.
You mentioned that a wife would rarely report a rape to the police. Now, based on the numbers of wives who report beatings to the police, I think we can extrapolate that it's a very rare thing that a woman who's been beaten actually goes to the police about it. Do you have anything in the studying that you've done to show that a woman would be more likely?
Every wife that gets mad at her husband or something, you're going to see a great many of those run in often enough to where juries are going to say, here comes another family beef, and she's claiming rape, and I'm afraid that pretty soon everybody will begin to look at this less serious than if we include that. I have no problem with making assault against a husband assaulting a wife a serious crime. If he forces to do something, well then charge him with an assault. And however you want to word that. But when you say rape, I think it should mean a very serious crime. And I'm afraid that this is going to lead us into an area that's liable to weaken civics in the long run. That's my argument against putting it back in there.
Mrs. Brown.
It's not a love act.
Yeah. Okay. You mentioned the problems with the proving a spousal rape. The problems of proof. Are you aware of any other crime that is deleted from the criminal laws because it's difficult to prove?
No.
You mentioned that a wife would rarely report a rape to the police. Now, based